Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
More and more people just want more and more freedom and love. What is looking for?
We had to get to the na-na-nas. Crossy is here. That's Freed from Desire. And we're playing it because poor old Gala Rosato, who you hear singing there, didn't earn a penny from that for 30 years. Did she? Not a cent.
It's just crazy, right? And I think this goes with a lot of artists these days, and even just say back in the 80s and 90s, who wanted to be famous. They wanted to get their music out there, and record managers or labels will come and say, come on, record us.
Sharks.
And then literally screw them over when it came through contracts and all that. But her story's crazy, because this song, if you go to the Aviva when Shane Long was playing for Ireland, they were going, Shane Long's on fire. And then the na 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 na. But you could use it for everything. If you watch The Darts at Christmas,
I know
they have that song, but this song
Everyone
jumps
goes
in as well.
From Desire, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So why didn't she? What happened?
So from she was interviewed recently by a French magazine, and I think they were celebrating 30 years of Freed from Desire, the song that's gone around the world, this Europop song. And she says, well, I haven't really made much money out of it because of the contract that I had, the producer who made it. Everything went to him. So that meant that, you know, if I wanted to remix the song at the time, it was going to the other guy and not to her. She was living in New York and she said she was kind of like a nomad. She was hopping from house to house. She wasn't making enough money. But every time the song was being played, as you did at the very start, you would say Gala, Freed from Desire. But it wasn't her. She had no money. Now, the good thing about it is that in 2023, and I think this is probably due to the likes of Taylor Swift, that she re-recorded all her albums, that a lot of people are now realising, oh, hang on a second, we might be able to do this and make money back. So I would presume there probably is now a Gala Free From Desire, which is a little more fresher than the one that you get to hear.
So she re-recorded it, did she?
Yeah, so, but look, radio stations, music, venues and all that, they all probably still have the old one and she probably still doesn't get a penny from it compared to everyone else.
It's going to be hard to make up the difference, the 30-year difference, right?
It's everywhere. Auntie Dolores' 50th, no matter where you go. Like, everywhere in Ireland, if you have a 40th, 50th or 60th, you're guaranteed the DJ is going to play that song.
Poor old Gala. Hopefully she gets a few bob out of it now. Now, let's take a listen to another one on the list. It's a great tune. Still a great tune, The Verve with Bittersweet Symphony. And there was a really famous copyright dispute that erupted over this.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
So with this copyright dispute, The Verve had taken a sample from a Rolling Stones song. And the Rolling Stones manager at the time, Alan Klein, decided, right, we're going to court with this. You've taken some of our music. And they battled it out. So at the start, I think they said, okay, we go 50-50. That song was everywhere in the 90s. It's still everywhere.
It's huge.
Loads of
did
people.
Did they not ask before? They just chance it, like?
They must have just chanced it. But they in court, they said, we'll go 50-50.
Okay.
And then Alan Klein realised that, no, you went more than 50%. And then all hell broke loose. And basically everything went to the Rolling Stones and to the Rolling Stones manager. This went on forever. And people know the song. They can picture your man walking down the streets as he's singing the song.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2019, when Alan Klein died, his son and the Rolling Stones says, okay, do you know what? You can have the rights back. So they're getting money for it now. But it's kind of sad.
But again, it's like the train has left the station.
Yeah.
You know, the money's been made on that.
Are they going to make much more money? They'll probably will eventually make loads of money. But all the money that they missed. And when I was researching this, it's mad to think of all the people who've lost out on so much money. And it's not the people behind the mics. It's the people in suits that are making
a fortune,
a crazy amount of money in songs.
Like The Verb probably had a great career off the back of that song, but still.
It's probably one of the greatest songs over the last,
yeah,
you know,
and to miss out on it is, it's hard. It's a bittersweet symphony.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, we're fabulous.
We're here all day.
The next one we're going to is Tutti Frutti. Little Richard, Bad Contract.
Oh my God, poor Little Richard. I swear, this, when I was reading this, I was going, this is so sad. So he was, you know, a budding singer. Everyone knew his music, but his mom and dad weren't well. They had a big family and he wanted to provide for them. So the record label, the guy got involved and says, right, we'll give you $50 for the song.
What?
And a few more. He got that. He got like a half a cent per album sale as well. He got nothing for this at the time.
Got skewered. So this was Speciality Records.
Yeah. Reading back, like looking back, he said after a while that he had to pay for food on the table at that moment in time when the label went to him and says, we're going to take the album, we're going to take the music, you're going to go everywhere, but this is what we're giving you. And $50 at the time would have been huge, but not the amount of money that it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then a half a cent per play as well. Every way he went, this guy was in so much trouble. Eventually he took them to court. He wanted, I think, 112 million of them.
This was in the 80s.
In the 80s. Like, this is going, what, 20, 30 years later? He did get an out-of-court settlement. No one knows what it is, but it's a better story near the end. But that song, like, everyone knows Tutti Frutti. They know that song, whatever it's from. It's been sampled in so many movies. You have artists sampling the song as well. But at the start, Little Richard earned not that much money at all.
I'd love to know what he got in the out-of-court settlement.
There's so many of them.
We never
there?
Will.
Yeah.
I know, that's the sort of missing part. Because the argument that the record label will make is, well, you signed this contract with your eyes wide open and you could have taken your own advice,
yep,
and you didn't and you still signed it.
I think you always need a good agent. And I think that's when you're looking through all these now for people. And especially if you look at the likes of TikTok and Instagram and all that, when you got all these amazing, talented people who want to get on TV or get on radio or whatever. When you look back at all this, this has been going on for years and years.
Yeah, okay. They need the legal advice.
They yes,
need the good
they do.
Legal
yeah.
advice. Right, TLC. I think people will be surprised about this one. TLC is the next one. I just want to hear that. It's great. That's No Scrubs.
There's No Scrubs, yeah. So TLC.
No Scrubs and No Money.
This is mad. So TLC, like everyone else, signed a dodgy contract. They were only given 50 grand a year at the height of their, when they were famous.
Mm-hmm.
They had Waterfalls. They had No Scrubs. These songs were everywhere across the world. But because they signed a dodgy contract, they got nothing out of it. They ended up, right, having to file for bankruptcy because when they were going on tour, when they were, you know, using studios, when they were doing all that, whatever sort of contract they had, the people that were looking for money were going, oh no, you owe us this, you owe us that, you owe us. They eventually had to give all the money and file for bankruptcy. And that's
so,
not the
so
only
I mean,
one.
Sometimes you'll hear of deals where they get like the 50 grand a year, as they did in this case, but then there'll be a back, you know, an end payment off the back, or the money is being kept in a trust. Them, you're saying that all of the money went to the record company,
went for the record
producers,
company, yes.
And they were never going to see it. So 50 grand was the top end of their deal.
And that was it. And you know, more than likely, they went around the world, they sang loads of songs, everyone knew who they were, thinking that, you know, maybe they might get more money out of it, but they didn't, they got 50 grand.
But as you said at the top, like a lot of this, I don't know if it's the case in TLC, I don't know what their motivation was in signing that deal, but a lot of people will sign the deal because they want to be
famous.
Top of the charts and famous and well known and all of the rest, and just to sing and to perform.
It's scary. And we like I was researching some of these, and you can even see still to this day there are people signing contracts. We're going, why haven't you someone around you that's telling you, okay, you're a great artist, but maybe this isn't for you, and maybe you can go around a different way.
There's probably a thing there with, you know, lack of confidence as well. Starting out, how good am I? I'm just very lucky to get this break, and so on. You know,
do you want to be on this stage? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And it does when you're shining that in front of somebody. You forget that they also need to buy groceries, or they need to buy a house, or they need to do all that sort of stuff. So looking at the likes of TLC and those Scrubs, you know, that's bounced back. They're now, I would say, relatively comfortable. You look at the Verve, relatively comfortable. You know, they have that. But it's very sad when you're looking at them. You're going, God, why wasn't someone there with you?
Poor Al Gala, though. Still not freed from
still
desire.
Still nothing. No. Like, so that, yeah, we should play that now every time, every hour. Get her some money.
The next time I hear that
yes.
at a match or an event, I'll be thinking, poor Al Gala now. She was done for 30 years over that. Here's another poor Al character, Tony Braxton. Little tearjerker sold 20 million copies.
20 million copies. And this was in the good days when people were buying records and they were buying songs. And just like TLC, she had to pay a lot of people. What was in her contract was not what was in other people around that time. So when it came, people became knocking on her door as well.
So she had to pay for all of the costs associated with touring and promotion and hotels, all of that all came from Tony's pocket.
From her. So she ended up with nothing. And she, as well as TLC, had to file for bankruptcy. Look, the new age now, how things come, she has now made a load of money again. But it is just, when you're looking at them all, you're going, okay, when you hear one about Gala freed from desire, going, oh, this is sad, this only happened once. And you're going, no, it happened twice. No, it happened three times. And when I was going through them all, I was like, how do we pick which song to pick? Because there's so many of them, of so many people who have lost the rights because of silly reasons or reasons that, you know, they just thought, well, look, if it's just this song. But it's not just
this. And you can imagine the realisation. Tony's in the middle of that deal, realising that the money is just draining away while the sales are flying in, and you can't get out of the deal.
And you can't do anything. And that's the sad thing. Like, there are so many artists in this world who, you know, they're going, why are they doing 10 albums in a row and they haven't been able to relax? It's because they've signed these contracts and they have to. Remember, One Direction is famous. Like, they had to do nearly an album a year when they first came out. Everyone's wondering, why are One Direction out every single year? And it's because of those reasons.
Yeah, but they did well since.
Well, they did, yeah.
And tell me, has Tony recovered from all this now? Is she back in the money?
She's back in the money. And I think, you know, she's got her whole books all set now. And it's really good to see that. And that's why you'd hope that the likes of Gala, with the Freed From Desire, that because the French article that came out has gone around the world and people are now kind of stepping back. And maybe if this song is getting re-released again for the 30-year anniversary, which is crazy to say, that people will start playing the 30th anniversary. And you'll probably hear maybe there might be an extra na-na in it. But if you do hear that, you know the money's going to Gala.
Get a good lawyer.
Yes, get a good lawyer.
Don't sign anything until you get
everything,
a good lawyer.
Yeah. For everything, yes.
Crossy, thanks so much. And everyone else, try and get those na-na-nas out of your head for the day. We're not going to succeed. Adam Maguire is next to tell us why our grocery shopping is so dear. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.